And joining me live on the air today is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, we are appreciating you coming in on the air today. Give us our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission. Of course, we'll talk more about this in just a few moments, but last week we get to call you Commissioner for what's been a few years.
It's been a few. I've served 20 years out of the last 28. I was elected 28 years ago.
Wow.
But it's been a fun ride. It really has.
Well, we want to talk more about your time as Commissioner in just a few, but first let's start with what's happening around Lincoln County. Give us an update on where things are at. Last week, or maybe a week before that, I had Chris Levesque on the air from TerraPower. And we talked about the announcement coming on the delay of the power plant, the natrium reactor, the nuclear power plant, and now completion 2030 instead of 2028, sounds like.
Well, I think that gives us a little more time to prepare. I really do. It's unfortunate that things have worked out that way for them, but I think in the long run, it'll work out. It'll give the Kemmer and Diamondville some of the community's time to prepare. And so I think it'll be a good thing. They're still going to be there working next summer. And the summer after that, it'll just be building upon building.
And the next couple of years are still proceeding as scheduled, I understand correctly.
That's so. What we understand, yes.
All right. Anything else regarding the Natrium facility being built in Kemmer? Any other updates there?
No, but Exxon's moving forward with their project, and TriSite Coal to Products is going to move forward. There's some subdivisions in Kemmer that are moving forward. So we're seeing progress on that front. Very good for Lincoln County.
Definitely a lot of growth happening in the energy industry.
Yes. Lincoln, and it's countywide, the growth is.
Well, you mentioned some projects happening in South Lincoln County. What's happening in the Star Valley, Colkville, North Lincoln areas?
Well, in Colkville, Solar Power will come in. The new company that bought Broadreach is saying that they're going to start this spring south of Colkville. So that project will be moving along. Of course, there's a lot of housing being built in Star Valley. We've had more permits this year than ever before. We as a commission have been trying to urge the developers to work with the municipalities and locate closer there so they could have wastewater and water and sewer. So it's going to be growth. I would say it's still pretty strong.
Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio today, Lincoln County Commissioner on the air. So as the leaf turns over into 2023 here in a few days, what would you say are the most urgent, pressing, I don't know if issues is the right word, but on the items list that's going to be facing the new commission?
I think the top three are housing, labor force, and property taxes. And when I mention property taxes, we need the legislative help that Senator Dockstader's pushing. We're forcing people out of their homes, and that's not right.
That's something that's, of course, been talked about for a while. And something we'll be watching, of course, in the upcoming session. You mentioned labor workforce. That's been an issue for not just Lincoln County, but everything. What are we seeing in Lincoln County as far as the workforce?
Most of our contractors are short of help, and most of our businesses are short of help. There seems to be people available, but getting them to work and work properly is a problem.
Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio today. Anything else happening around Lincoln County you'd like to mention, Commissioner?
No, not really. Just overall growth. Our road and bridge crew is busy with plowing, and we warn people to watch for them. Stay out of their way. Don't park your vehicles on the county roads. They're going to get swept up.
Yeah, yes, they will. That they will. Well, Commissioner, again, we appreciate your time. Appreciate the updates. And 20 of the last 28 years being a Lincoln County Commissioner, when you look over that time frame, what are some things that stick out to you in your mind, having served on the commission for that while?
Serving with wonderful people. I'd like to give a shout out to Bob King and Jerry Hansen. They've been fun to work with. 27 years ago, we didn't have county services in Star Valley or North Lincoln County. And Stan Cooper and Kathy Davison were serving with me. And we built an office up here, bought the school building and converted it, and we got services up here. You used to have to drive to Kemmer to get your driver's licenses, and your license plates, and that was a big deal, I think. Idaho has been a big deal. It's going to save the county an immense amount of money and be good for the county.
Commissioner, going to have two rookie commissioners, for lack of a better word, starting in Lincoln County, serving with Commissioner Hansen. What's your advice to the new commission heading into the new year?
Work together. I think that's the strongest thing they can do. And Kent Conley's been there before. He knows his way around.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
And I think Terry Bowers will be great. I think that they'll work together, and they'll succeed. I don't have any doubts.
That's Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio today. Commissioner, thank you for your time, and thank you for the last 28 years. What's next for you?
Just spend some quality time with my sweetheart. We've been married 54 and a half years, and we're going to spend some quality time together.
Well-deserved, right? Whether she wants it or not.
She might get tired of it.
Commissioner, thank you very much. We appreciate it.